John. How can a person sin not? How can a person sin not? Look at the scripture in 1 John 5:18. We know, I'm glad God keeps us where we can know things, amen? We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Now look at that statement. What a big statement that is in verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Father, help me to be a wise and a good teacher today. Holy Spirit, work in our hearts and help us understand truth here. And Lord, we just praise you for all that you do in Christ's name. Amen. When we look at verse 18, it tells us that we can know something about sin. When you first read this verse, immediately you start to think, look what it says in verse 18. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth not? Man, my mind gets... Man, when I read that scripture, when I first read that scripture, I said, wow, is that a misprint in the scripture? I know there's no error in the Bible. Because I thought, how can this be? I know there's no error in the Bible. The scriptures never make an error. Unless it be in the typing of the scriptures, but there, as far as the printer, but there's no error in the scriptures, amen? How can this be? Because preacher, we know that 1 John, look at 1 John chapter 1. Look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. It says if we say that we have no sin, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. Wow. The first chapter says I do sin. And then the fifth chapter says I don't sin. How in the world can that be possible? Hello? Anybody home? Man, preacher, I don't get it. And we know Romans 3:23 says, for all sin and come short of the glory of God. For all sin. How's it, Brian, it tells us all that we don't sin in 1 John 5:18. Man. The scriptures, so how can this be possible? And we know no one can live a perfect sinless life. By the way, there are people that teach it. There are people out there that teach you can live a sinless perfect life. Don't believe them. Only one lived a sinless, perfect life. And that was Jesus. He was the Son of God. Even the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 7, turn with me real quick. Romans 7, we're only working on this one verse, but you got to work with me to learn this now. I'll give you the truth. Just hold on. Don't give up on it. Romans chapter 7, look at verse 17 and 18 that Paul says. Paul said, then... Now there is no more that I that do it, but are you in Romans 7:17 with me? But sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that it that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that which I would not, that I do. He says, the things I don't want to do, I do, and the things I do want to do, I don't. Look at verse 20. Now, if I do that, what I would not, it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Where is it dwelling? I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For 22. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Circle that inward man. I'll be coming back to that. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me in the captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind I might serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, if you'll notice something, Paul said that in my flesh is no good thing. And I know that to be true because we all sin. We all get bad thoughts. We all lose our temper. We all say things that we shouldn't say. We all think things that we... Hello? The Bible says it's not just man upon... But yet 1 John 5:18 says, those that are born of God sinneth not. Boy, Steve, that's really got me in a pickle. How in the world can this be... How can this be possible? Well, let me show you something. Stay with me. The flesh will always sin. Paul said the flesh will always sin. Until the day we die, this flesh will sin. Because Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, earthly mind, for the look at Romans 8, it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. How many see that in Romans 8:7? You see it there? And neither indeed can it be. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed will be. And so, you can't make it do right. It won't do it. Now watch. So, in the flesh I'll always sin, but if you notice verse 22 there, of Romans chapter 7, he talks about an inward man. And that inward man, you could write out to the side of it, Holy Spirit. Look up here real quickly. I'm born with a fallen nature. It's called the old man. I will sin forever in the flesh. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And it never will. Then when I'm born again, the Holy Spirit comes into me and abides in me. And if I yield to the Holy Spirit, then I'll get victory because the Holy Spirit is all love, joy, peace, long-suffering, generous. There's no sin in the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. How many are with me? Now watch. I noticed some scripture here for you. I want you to see this. Jesus didn't save our flesh. He saved our soul. Don't turn to it. Let me just quote to you because we only got 15 more minutes. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Take your notes. It's not in your... Flesh and blood shall not inherit. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This old body's not going to heaven. Hello? When people die, they go back to the dust. Are you with me? But the moment that person dies, that eternal soul and spirit leaves that body. Watch this. Here's another one for you to write down. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Every person here and every person that's ever born, even those babies inside the womb, they're eternal. They're going to live forever. I watched a program last night called House. It's about a doctor. What a great statement. I think it's maybe the greatest show I ever saw on that. And he was knocking about, let's just kill that. It's not important. It's nothing. And he was doing a surgery. And as the little baby reached out and hit, the baby's finger grabbed a hold of his. And he came to reality, Brother Roger. Oh, my lands. This isn't just a fetus. This is a real human being. Even though he wouldn't admit it. But he stopped. He's, oh, my lands. What a great statement. Amen. And by the way, the baby lived and so did the mother. It was a little baby girl. But that little baby in there is an eternal soul. Every person that's ever born, you're going to live forever. You live forever in heaven or you live forever in hell. But every person lives forever. Because, see, Genesis 1:26, it says this. God said, let us make man in our image. Well, first of all, is God eternal? Yes. And what is he? He's a Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Are you with me? We are body, soul, and spirit. He made us a Trinity. One of the parts of the Trinity, he made us a living soul. We're going to live forever. One of my teachers at Bible college out of Midwestern taught me this. Dr. Ron Heisler. There was a time that you did not exist, but there'll never be a time that you ceased to exist. There was a time that you didn't exist, but since you've been born, there'll never be a time that you ceased to exist. Death is only a gateway to eternity, and what you do with Jesus Christ determines your eternity. You put your faith in Christ, you have eternal life. If you don't put your faith in him, you don't go. You have eternal life, but you have it in hell instead of heaven. Are you with me? Now stay with me. I want you to look at John chapter. Are you in Romans? Is that where I have you? Look at John chapter 14. Look at John 14. John chapter 14. And look at verse 16 and 17. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. We all have it. Look what Jesus said in John 14. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even, now he's telling you who that comforter is. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Remember this, because in 1 John it says, in 1 John 5:18, remember it says, whosoever is born of God. 1 John 5:18 has a stipulation. I'll show you when I get back. But just, I'm making a mental note for you right now. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for, read it with me, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Who's he? The Holy Spirit. The moment you trust Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit came inside you. The very moment. You didn't speak in tongues to get it. You didn't pray through to get it. You didn't work to get it. The moment you trusted Christ by faith, you got the Holy Spirit. Look real quickly with me in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. I'm going to quote some of these scriptures, but I want you to look at Ephesians 1:13, Galatians, Ephesians 1:13. Are you in Ephesians 1:13? Now, Jesus said that Holy Spirit would be in you. He'd be in you. I will send him, and he'll be in you. Where is he at? All right. Is the Holy Spirit part of the Trinity? And so that means the Holy Spirit part of the Godhead. Does God sin? Can any part of the Godhead sin? So that which is in you, which is the Holy Spirit, which is God, cannot sin. Are you with me? Your flesh can sin, but that which is inside you that's holy cannot sin. The Holy Ghost. How many are with the preacher yet? Look at verse 13, Ephesians 1. In whom also you trusted that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. See, the moment you trusted Christ, look what it says, in whom also you trusted, how many see that? The moment you trusted Christ, you heard the word of God because you got to hear it. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Are you with me, class? There's nothing to say to you but the gospel of Christ. Amen. Christ died for our sins, was buried and rose. Whom after you believed, the moment you believed it, after you heard it, you believed it. You don't believe until you hear it, by the way. That's why we got to go out and preach the word and tell people, because people got to hear before they'll believe. Soul winning. Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Right now, bam. Put this down. I'm going to quote it to you. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says this. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles. This ain't talking about water baptism. This is talking about spiritual baptism. For by one, 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentile, bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, and that one Spirit is the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Now, quickly, turn with me. Look at 1 John. I'm going to try to wrap all this up and show you something here. 1 John chapter 1, look at verse 2. 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John 2, 27. But the anointing which you have, I'm back in 1 John. Are you with me? I'm hurrying because we've only got a few minutes. But the anointing which you have, you've received. How did you receive it? When you asked Christ to save your soul? Mike and Belinda got to lead Mr. and Mrs. McDaniel to Christ Sunday. Amen. I wrote them a note today, mail, and said, boy, I'm so excited you guys got saved. That very moment that Mr. and Mrs. McDaniel trusted Christ as their Savior, bam, that Spirit of God came right in right then. God, the Scripture says don't turn to it, but it says another place in the Scriptures that God made an operation made without hands. He had the circumcision of the heart. Amen? But the anointing which you have received of Him, watch, this Holy Spirit that you got, it abideth in you. He's in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, is truth and is no lie. Even as He is taught you, you shall abide in Him. That Holy Spirit's inside you right now. Every born-again believer has got the Holy Spirit indwelling them. Look at 1 John 4:4. This answers the latter part of that scripture in verse 18 also, by the way, of 5:18. Look at 1 John. Well, look at 1 John 13 and 14. I'm sorry. No. Look at 1 John 4:4. Getting ahead of myself. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because... How many got 1 John 4:4? Greater is He that is in the church. No. In being a Baptist. In the baptistry. Taking the Lord's communion. No. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because, the reason you've overcome them, because greater is He that's in you than He that's in, who's in you? Yes. The Holy Spirit. You're right, Brother Coolidge. He's in you. God abides in you. God Himself tabernacles, abodes. You are the temple that God, your body is the temple of God, the Scripture teaches us. He abides, He abodes, He ever liveth inside you. And I didn't show you, but in Ephesians it says, after verse 13, don't turn to it because I got to keep going. It says that He was the earnest. The Holy Spirit was the down payment of God. And when Christ comes, He's going to take us up to Christ. Are you with me? Look what it says there. 1 John 4:4. Because greater is He that's in you. Who do we say is in you? Holy Spirit. And when do we say you got the Holy Spirit? When you got saved. So if you're saved, you got the Holy Spirit. If you don't got, if you're not saved, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? You got to get this. If you're saved, you got the Holy Spirit. If you're not saved, you don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm going to show you some just 1 minute here. Look at verse 13. 1 John 4. Hereby know we, I mean verse 13, 1 John 4, that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He had given us His Spirit. How many see that? And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And we confess it to the world, Brother Coolidge, don't we? Jesus Christ is Lord. You need Him. He's the Savior. Amen? Yeah. Now let's go back to 1 John 5:18. By the way, don't get excited. I got a few more scriptures to add to that. Boy, I got a whole message on this we know thing. I've never got to do it all. This is just one little verse. We know, 1 John 5:18, watch who knows this. We know whosoever is born of God
Whoso means they're born again, sinneth not.
Oh, what do you mean, preacher? But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
Wonder why? And the wicked one can't touch him, because greater is he that was within you than he that's against you.
Are you still with me?
You can sin in the flesh, but God didn't save your flesh. He saved your soul. And the Holy Spirit that dwells within you, he will never sin. He leads in all truth. Watch.
Jesus died for all the sins of the world, past, present, and future. So every sin that I even commit in the flesh, they're already forgiven. They've been nailed to the cross. The scripture says he nailed it to the cross. I showed you that scripture, I think, in Sunday school last week, or one of the classes I was teaching. Marty, all our sins, even the sins we're going to commit tomorrow, they're already underneath the blood. So, Brother Jack, God sees me just as though I've never sinned. And all that I do sin, Emmy, God's forgiven me because Christ has died for me. And my soul's not going to sin because it's saved by the, and sealed by the Holy Spirit, which you cannot sin. Hello? Look at, turn back to Peter, just a 1 Peter chapter 1. Okay, I got 2 more minutes. I'm going to keep my word. And he's coming down the backstretch. He's running out of time. I'm not running out of paper, but I'm running out of time. Look at 1 Peter, and look at verse 21. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead? Are you in 1 Peter 1:21? And gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. Look at verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls. Didn't say your flesh. Said your soul. Your flesh is old rotten garbage. Dale, that's why when we wake up, we have stinky feet and chicken breath. We don't have glorified bodies yet. Hello? Watch. Seeing you have purified your souls, how did you get your soul purified? Obeying the truth. Through the all my lands. And the Spirit is 1 John 5:7 says there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's the Godhead. So can the Godhead sin? No. That's why you know you can't sin. You can't sin in the soul. Because your soul has been cleansed, but you that says you sin not. That's talking about a person that's saved. You can't lose your salvation. I can sin in the flesh, but I can't sin in the spirit because the spirit will not. Look at this last one. I'll close. Everybody, look at this last verse, Galatians chapter 5. You can sin in the flesh, but God didn't save your flesh. But you cannot sin in the Spirit because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Galatians 5. Look at Galatians chapter 5. And I'll close. Galatians chapter 5. Boy, just one verse it took me. Still had that time. Because you have to do line upon line. Look at Galatians chapter 5. How many got Galatians 5? Look around verse 16. For this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, you won't sin. There you go. There's your sinless perfection. The trouble is, we don't always walk in the Spirit. That's why God said, if we confess our sins, confess people, and just cleanse us from our we never can lose our sonship. We can lose our fellowship. Are you with me? Now watch. Look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. There's no sin. The fruit of, in other words, this, when I have the, look up here. When I demonstrate these things that I just read to you, when I demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, you say, wow, that guy's walking in the Spirit. And there's no sin in the Spirit. The sin, the Holy Spirit's sinless. That's why it says, you can't, your soul cannot sin because your soul is sealed by the Holy Spirit till the day you die. I'm sealed until the day of redemption. Are you with me? Well, I can't, my soul can't sin because it's sealed. It's sealed by the Holy Ghost, which cannot sin. Oh, I still sin in the flesh. Hello? But he didn't save my flesh. He saved my soul. I hope you understand that verse a little more. It says that we cannot sin. We don't sin in the soul. It's impossible, Bobby. And that teaches eternal security too. We're kept by the power of God. Are you with me? But I do. You do. You can. You can. You can. All people sin. We sin with the flesh. That fallen nature you're born with. You got it from Daddy Adam. Did I make it clear? I hope you understood it. When you get it all down there, you Romans people, you know what I'm talking about. I knocked it in your brains for about 5 years. And so, alrighty. But boy, you know, it's great when you're set free. And can I just say this last thing? Yeah, I still got a minute, looks like. Or close to it. Whatever. Brian, that truth I just gave you, the average Christian doesn't know. And that's why you see people all in churches all over America, even Baptist churches, saying, God save me, over and over and over again. Because they think, especially Brett, the little kids, they get saved in super church. They go home and they yell or lie or cheat or punch a little sister in the face, you know. And I know God's mad at me, I sin. I get saved again. No, you don't. Once you're saved, you're always saved. But people don't understand. They don't rightly divide the word of truth. And they think they got to get saved over and over and over. But you don't have to get saved over and over and over. One time. Mean it from your heart. Ask Christ to save you. He'll save you. And all your sins will be gone forever. Amen? Now, one last thought. I always got one more, don't I? After you are saved, though, Brother Bobby, I'm sinning a whole lot less now after I'm saved in the flesh than when I used to when I was lost. Because I'm yielding to the Spirit of Carl. I'm yielding to the Spirit of God. I'm getting victory where I had no victory before because I didn't have the Spirit of God to yield to. How many understand what we're talking about? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for the time we've had. Help us understand the wonderful and grafted Word of God. Lord, while these folks are here, I pray that if there be any here tonight who's never trusted you, help them realize that Jesus loves them and died just for them and rose the third day. And they have eternal life. They have to just ask Christ, put their faith in the risen, real, living Christ that arose from the grave. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed right before we have choir. Would there be any tonight that, how many would say, Pastor, I know for sure I am saved. Preacher, I've asked Christ to save me. I know if I die, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise a hand? I know for sure I'm saved. I know it. Thank you. May put them down. Would there be any time to say, Pastor, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I died. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Won't come to you, won't embarrass you, but I will pray for you. Preacher, Pastor Scott, would you include me in that prayer? I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. Anyone like that, just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Who'd say that tonight? Pray for me, Pastor. I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure if I'm saved. I don't think I've ever, I know I've never saw hell. I never saw my need of a Savior. I never saw that if I died, I'd go to hell without Christ. And tonight, I want to ask Christ to save my soul from hell.